there are several homes. If you take the long journey around, there are some houses on Joan Ferry Road. It all depends on what end of the Joan Ferry Road you start on. If you start over there by Terrace Creek, you'll see some of his handiwork. But here in Chapel Hill, there's several stone houses that that's still standing. And the combination of my grandfather and his sons, and some of the other craftsmen in Chapel Hill. Some of the housing work of Mr. Gita Nevis and Mr. Vance Thompson, Mr. Jojo Farrington and Jojo Farrington's father Rufus and his brothers basically was carpenters. And their handiwork was in some of those houses based on some of the designs of my grandfather, but also that Mr. Rigsby also, he was not just a plumber, he was an electrician. And so his handiwork is in some of those houses. But then as you go down Franklin Street, where I think the restaurant now is 7-Eleven, right there beside McDonald's. I forget that.
411 West.
Some of his brickwork, along with Handy and Jacob and Leo, helped build that building. Then you go on down towards if we go to Eastgate. The old Eastgate building, believe it or not, that Alfred Parrish Jr. Helped build that, but he was trained by my grandfather how to lay bricks. But he ended up doing most of his work for the Sparrow Brothers. The Sparrow Brothers, believe it or not, they learned how to lay bricks under the tutor of my grandfather and Handy and Leo Campbell. And so, but I think the tallest building that probably still standing is probably the old part of the Memorial Hospital. My uncles and my grandfather also helped do that. But then as you take a journey around UNC campus, there are stone walls that they helped put together. Especially the ones that you see that is attached to what we call the hand stack walls. Those are the ones that does not have the mortar mix to hold the stones together. But most of those that have the mortar mix and the grapevine joint on them, my grandfather and his sons and his brother-in-laws helped do that.
So what is a grapevine joint?
A grapevine joint is, it looked like a bead.
Okay.
And then you have what you call the carve, where it shapes around the rock to give the rock more standing in the rock wall itself. Mm-hmm. One of the notable ones, if you're coming off campus and you're going towards Pittsburgh, right there on Purifoy, I think it's called Purifoy Road, just past Merch Grocery Store, there is an apartment complex there to your right, and there is a rock wall as you pull up into the parking lot. My Uncle Nathaniel, we call him Uncle Bill, Uncle Walt, Uncle William, Henry, Handy, and myself, and I'm thinking –